This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Retired teachers in Texas have started receiving an extra check from the teacher retirement system. State Representative Greg Bonin of Galveston pushed for that 13th check during last year's legislative session.
There are over 430,000 retirees in the state of Texas, and most of them in the course of their experience as a retired teacher have not had a cost of living adjustment or any type of benefit.
Lawmakers approved $700 million to pay more than 400,000 retired school employees. The first checks went out on Friday, but some people who don't use direct deposit may not receive theirs until later this week. The Omicron variant of COVID is showing to have mild symptoms, and some believe now is the time to catch it as a way to develop natural immunity. Dr. John Carlo with the Texas Medical Association says that's a very risky proposition.
That's just not a good idea. We just do not have a way to predict who is going to have an unfortunate outcome with a severe illness.
He says the COVID parties are a flashback to chickenpox parties, where parents would try to get their kids sick. The problem, he says, with COVID is that natural immunity doesn't amount to much. That's why he's urging everyone to get the shots and the booster. The FBI identified a 44-year-old British national who took four people hostage at a Colleyville synagogue for 10 hours before an FBI SWAT team stormed the building as Malik Faisal Akram. Akram was killed after the last of the hostages got out and an FBI SWAT team stormed the building. The FBI said there was no indication that anyone else was involved and the motive is still being investigated. The Texas State Health Department will no longer report the number of COVID-19 cases in the state that are considered recovered or active. The change went into effect Friday, along with several other updates to the Texas DSHS COVID-19 dashboard. Case totals fluctuated somewhat with Friday's new update because of the data cleanup. In some instances, duplicate cases were removed and previously unreported cases were added. As a record number of Americans are infected with COVID-19 because of the surging Omicron variant, some states' healthcare systems are beset with nearly full intensive care units. Texas is one of 19 states with less than 15% remaining capacity in their ICUs. Four states, Kentucky, Alabama, Indiana, and New Hampshire, have less than 10% remaining capacity. The Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma announced Friday that it will be opening an entertainment and resort development in Hochatown, Oklahoma. The four-story, 202,000-square-foot development will include 100 hotel rooms, 600 slot machines, 8 table games, several restaurants and bars, a pool, an outdoor venue with an amphitheater, beer garden, a family-friendly game zone, and an adjacent shopping center. The National Weather Service in Paris and Lamar County Emergency Management want you to be ready for the upcoming severe weather season. The National Weather Service will be conducting a free virtual severe weather training class for Lamar County on Monday, January 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. This class is for anyone with an interest in severe weather, storm spotters, and anyone who wants to learn more about the severe weather threats in the area. The class is part of a regional severe weather preparedness campaign. The website for the newly established federal effort to distribute COVID-19 rapid tests by mail across America will launch for requests on Wednesday. Americans will be able to request tests at covidtest.gov. The initial program will allow four free tests to be requested per residential address. Tests are expected to ship within 7 to 12 days of being ordered. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.